Welcome to Pitcot Podcast. Today we are undertaking a deep dive into one of the most compelling topics in the digital space. We're talking about how you, the content creator, can transform your digital presence into a truly passive revenue stream. Our mission today is pretty straightforward. We're going to unpack the mechanics of Google AdSense and show you exactly why it's still such a foundational game changer.
Right. And we're focusing specifically on the optimization strategies, the things that actually turn that content into cash.
Exactly. And the insights we're drilling into aren't just theory. They come directly from the strategic resources on the Pitcot ebook store. I mean, we're talking about their bestseller ebooks. These are essential for breaking down these complex systems into practical, high-value strategy.
They really are.
And before we get started, if you want to continue this journey and get the full resources, just visit www.pitcot.com/livebooks right now. You can download these bestsellers there. They're really the foundation of everything we're discussing today. Also, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and make sure to activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
You know, when people first hear AdSense, they often miss the big picture. They think it's just about, you know, slapping some annoying banner ads on a page and calling it a day.
Right.
But our mission here is much deeper. We're going to uncover the strategy behind it, keyword value, relevance, analytics, all the things that truly transform a website into what the Pitcot material calls a passive income machine.
And that takes intelligent design, not just luck.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack that. Let's start with the revolution itself. I think our audience gets the old model, banner ads, paid by impressions. You need just astronomical traffic to make a living.
It was a huge barrier to entry. I mean, if you were a niche expert or a hobbyist, your blog was earning, as Pitcot points out, barely a dime.
So that whole dream of passive income, you know, earning money while sipping coffee at home,
it was a fantasy for most people. The numbers just didn't work.
And here's where AdSense completely flipped the script. It introduced the pay-per-click model, PPC.
And that wasn't just a change in how you get paid. It was a philosophical shift.
From volume.
To value.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
The focus moved from just collecting eyeballs to generating real, meaningful engagement.
So suddenly, every click counts.
Every click counts. And that allowed these highly focused niche blogs to generate real revenue, because AdSense handles all the complexity. It matches the advertisers to the keywords in your content.
Right. So let's make that practical. The Pitcot ebooks use this great simple analogy. If you write a detailed post about, say, international travel, AdSense sees that.
And it automatically shows these highly targeted ads, right?
Right.
Ads for travel insurance, for flights, for hotels in that specific region.
And you get paid when the user clicks because it's genuinely useful to them. It's right. Relevant.
That's the surface level, yes. But the real depth, the aha moment for our listeners, is in the keywords themselves.
Okay, this is what I wanted to get to. How does the choice of what you write about so dramatically change how much you can earn?
It all comes down to advertiser intent. And something called customer lifetime value, or CLV. The keywords in your content basically tell AdSense what kind of advertisers to bring to your site.
So some are worth more than others.
Oh, way more. Pitcot's resources are really clear on this. High-value keywords. We're talking topics like finance, insurance, tech, legal services. These attract businesses that have really high CLV. They know one customer could be worth thousands of dollars to them over time.
So they're willing to pay more for that single click?
Significantly more. A click on a post about, say, specialized life insurance could be worth 10, maybe 20 times more than a click on a post about a generic recipe. The economics are just completely different.
Wow. So that's the insight. Choosing the right keyword can multiply your income.
It's profound. It changes your whole content strategy. You stop trying to write about everything, and you start focusing on these valuable, commercially viable subjects.
And that ties right into relevance, doesn't it?
It does. Relevance is critical, not just for high earnings, but for maintaining a high click-through rate, which AdSense loves.
So the more relevant the ad, the more likely someone is to actually click it.
Exactly. And if you're covering a topic with expertise and authority, you know, the EAT concept that's so important, AdSense trusts your content more. This actually encourages you to write passionately about what you love, as long as it has that commercial layer. High-quality content attracts high-quality, high-paying ads.
Okay, let's talk about the payoff here, the magic of passive income. Once you've set this up, you have focused content and engaged traffic. You really do, as they say, earn while you sleep.
That is the allure of the machine. Each well-optimized post becomes its own little money-making engine running 24/7.
And it doesn't need constant attention.
No. The ads keep working. They keep matching new user interests, and they generate cash from your old posts, your archive, even if you take a week off. It's the ultimate reward for doing that strategic work up front.
And that leads us to optimization. This is where the data comes in. AdSense isn't just serving ads. It's giving you this incredibly detailed analytics dashboard,
which is so often overlooked. It's critical. You have all the tools right there to be your own strategist.
So you can see which posts are making the most money.
Not just that. You can track revenue per 1,000 visitors, your RPM. You can see exactly which keywords are attracting the best ads. You can study how your audience behaves.
So you're not guessing anymore. You have a feedback loop telling you what works.
A constant, actionable feedback loop. Absolutely. The Pitcot Source uses this great analogy. It's like having a tiny personal business analyst on your team. That data lets you iterate intelligently. You can tweak your ad placement. You can refine your keyword strategy. You can decide what to write about next, all based on what's actually making you money.
That focus on iteration is so important. And if you're feeling energized by these strategies and want to explore more, make sure you visit www.pitcot.com. There are just a ton of resources waiting there for you. Now, coming back to the big picture, we have to emphasize how AdSense leveled the playing field.
It's a true democratization of income. It really is.
It just removed that need for massive generalized traffic to survive.
Success stopped being about the size of your server and started being about the quality of your focus. Niche sites can thrive. They don't need millions of visitors. They need modest traffic that is highly engaged and targeted by those high-value keywords.
That combination is the driver.
It's the powerful revenue driver.
Okay, so for everyone ready to put this into action, the Pitcot material has 5 essential actionable tips. We should probably spend some time on these.
Let's do it. The first one, tie right back to value. Focus on integrating high-value keywords naturally.
Naturally, meaning no keyword stuffing.
Right. That's an old penalized practice. This is about selecting a valuable topic first and then writing authoritatively about it. It's about being the expert in a high-value space.
Okay. Tip 2 and 3 are about user experience and trust. Second is placement. That seems like a delicate balance.
It is. You have to put ads in visible spots, but they can't be intrusive. The goal is engagement, not annoyance. If an ad covers your content or makes a page jump around,
people leave.
They leave. Your bounce rate shoots up, and that kills your revenue long term.
And the third tip sounds like the foundation for all of this.
It is. Create genuinely high quality, engaging content. Clicks rely on trust. If your content is shoddy, people won't stick around, they won't trust the ad, and your click-through rate will be terrible no matter how good your keywords are.
Right. Quality is the currency of trust. What about the last 2 tips? They seem to be about ongoing management.
Yes. 4th is process. Track your performance regularly with those analytics and be ready to adjust.
So if you see that your mobile earnings are low,
you might need to adjust your mobile ad layout. Maybe reduce the number of ads to improve the page speed. It's not set it and forget it. It's active optimization.
And the 5th tip is the umbrella over all of it.
Exactly. 5th, always balance monetization with user experience. If you annoy your readers, the money stops. It's that simple. AdSense rewards thoughtful site management. Quality becomes a measurable path to higher revenue.
That's a powerful idea. AdSense actually rewards quality.
Precisely. And we should broaden the scope here. This isn't just for blogging.
Right. You mean this is for anyone with a digital presence?
Anyone. A niche community site, a small business using content marketing, a hobby site.
You don't need a huge social media following.
You need focused, relevant content that speaks to a specific audience. The flexibility is what makes it so empowering. And the technology is so adaptable. You can change colors, placement, everything.
Yeah.
You keep your site user-friendly while generating that cash flow.
It's a win-win.
It is. And I love what Pitcot highlights about the positive feedback loop. AdSense motivates better content creation. Because quality attracts better ads, you're naturally driven to do more research, to write with more depth.
So it becomes a cycle of improvement.
A self-sustaining one.
Yeah.
Better content leads to more trust, which leads to better revenue. And that revenue supports creating even more great content.
And looking ahead, the system is only getting smarter.
With AI and better algorithms, the ad matching is getting scarily good. The analytics are more detailed. The earning potential is just going up for people who master this strategy.
So if you're listening today, this is really the perfect time to dive in and refine your strategy. Can you imagine where your site could be in a year?
So if we synthesize this all down, the final takeaway from the Pitcot bestsellers is this. AdSense isn't just an ad network. It's a tool for freedom. It lets you convert the valuable content you're already creating into dependable, passive cash flow. It levels the playing field for anyone willing to focus on quality and smart keyword use.
That's a huge shift. And here's a final provocative thought for you to think about after this deep dive. Given AdSense's push for quality and trust, how would your entire content strategy change if you shifted your primary focus away from just traffic volume to building audience trust and authority? We really hope this deep dive has given you some aha moments and a clear path forward. If you love the show, please press that like button. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can find this too. And please don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. We encourage you again to visit www.pitcott.com for more of the strategic resources that inform today's discussion. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.